I have a responsibility to serve civil process as part of my job description through the statute.
You have a duty to protect and serve the general public.
Mm-hmm.
You were hired by the public. You were voted in by the public, not by the officials.
And I don't know of any sheriff or any law enforcement officer in the United States that has the ability to overrule a judge.
Yes, sir, they do. They have
No, ma'am, they don't.
Don't know what your job is.
Well, ma'am, I think I know what my job is a lot better than you do. I've been doing it for 30-something years.
Well, then maybe you need to find out what the rules are and read the
contract. I would say yes, ma'am, you do.
All right. Good morning. You're on with Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I don't know what everybody's on the sheriff about it for. When a judge signs a document like that, it has to be served through civil process. And the sheriff did nothing out of lines of the Constitution. The sheriff's upholding his duties as a sheriff or as any officer whenever somebody has a subpoena or an eviction or anything else. But it's signed by the judge, it has to go through that office. It has to be served. I don't know what these people are, you know.
Yeah, and in this case, we knew it was going to be controversial because of this organization, I guess. And we took extra care to make sure it was reviewed by different attorneys. In fact, yesterday before we served the document, I went back to the judge and asked the judge to review it and go from there. And the judge said, it was a legal document. It needs to be served. So at that point in time, I don't have much of a choice.
Right. No, I mean, in any municipality or any county, if the judge signs an order to be served, then that's what you have to do for your office.
Yeah.
My only comment.
Caller, where are you calling from?
Soto.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. We're going to, maybe they heard that click here. I know they're all on hold. Good morning, you're on with the sheriff.
Hello? Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, sir. I'd like to commend the sheriff for doing a wonderful job. I don't see out-of-state people can see him driving around. All the sheriff's deputies riding around making this a wonderful place to live.
Hey, I thank you very much.
There you go. Pretty simple. Good morning, I'm with Sheriff Glenn Boyer.
Good morning.
I am?
Yes, you are.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, sir. I just wanted to say that I am also a Vietnam veteran, and just because you have legal documents from a court to serve a warrant or do something like you did yesterday does not mean it's constitutional. And I believe that you violated your oath of office as a military person and your oath of office as a sheriff, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I'm not ashamed of myself to start with, and I'm also a Vietnam veteran, served 22 years in the military. And unfortunately, I didn't have too much of a choice in serving that document. As far as the constitutionality of it, I guess, you know, that's something that you'd have to bring to a judge and run it through that way, but I don't believe it was unconstitutional.
Well, I believe it will be going before a judge, and I believe you and the judge will, if there is justice still in this country, I believe you will get yours, and you have a great day, sir.
You too. I appreciate your comments.
Good morning, I'm with the Sheriff of Jefferson County. Hello?
Oh, hey, Glenn.
Yes, ma'am.
When the managers and that, or managers are over at trailer court,
uh-huh.
or the owners, which they got new owners, not out here where I live,
uh-huh.
Have they got a right to tell people, the residents, to slow down on their road when they're speeding and through the trailer court?
Well, the problem you have there is the trailer park is actually private property.
Yeah.
They can set their speed limits in their whatever speed they want.
Yeah.
But we don't have any authority to enforce that speed limit because it is private property.
Uh-huh.
But can the owners of the trailer, is there anything the owners can do?
Well, I mean,
that's a little tricky, isn't it?
It's civil. It's not a criminal offense. So what they would have to do would be take them to the court for violating the covenants of the subdivision.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. That kind of falls in line with any, like when you buy a home in a subdivision, mm-hmm. generally there's a packet of rules that you need
right.
to follow. And most people kind of ignore them, but they're, you know, they can put a lien on your house if you don't pay your dues and, you know, this kind of stuff.
The covenants might say you can't park your boat on the street.
Yeah, things like that.
If you do that and they call a sheriff's office to remove that boat, we don't have the authority to do so. What they have to do is take them to civil court and go through the process for the civil violation.
Good morning. I'm with Sheriff Glenn Boyer.
Good morning.
Hello? Going once? Going twice? Hello? All right. I'll let them go. Well, we worked through some phone calls this morning. That's kind of interesting. Hey,
I kind of suspected that was going to happen.
This information about this particular case was on a religious-based national TV show of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of explains why you got someone from Florida and Ohio and places like that calling.
You mean you don't have listeners on a daily basis from Florida and Ohio?
They're all streaming right now. Right now. before we get caught up in anything else, I want to talk about what's going on Friday. It is police officer.
Friday is Police Officer Memorial Day, Police Officer Memorial Week, as designated by Act of Congress, and we'll have our service in front of the Sheriff's Office at 10 o'clock. Prior to the memorial service, we will have a memorial prayer breakfast, and that will be at the Civic Club in Hillsboro, the Horse Show Grounds. Doors open at 7:30. The program starts at 8 and should take about an hour. So if you can make one of those events, we would really appreciate it. We've got 11 names on the memorial of those officers that have given their lives in the line of duty in Jefferson County.
We're going to try and carry that ceremony. We will carry that ceremony at 10 o'clock. Where it traditionally has been. Mm-hmm. I know there's been a lot of construction. I don't want anybody to get confused, but in front of the jail is where the memorial remains, and that's where the ceremony will be taking place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And it's
it will take place there unless the weather does not allow us.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if it's raining and inclement weather, then we'll hold both ceremonies right over at the Civic Grounds.
By the way, that... that breakfast is really well attended, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We usually put around 250, 300 people. We usually have a police chief as a keynote speaker or our local pastor. It's a very nice service to begin Police Officer Memorial Day.
Well, it's just because I've been over there and the number of... I guess we got more phone calls. The number of officers who show up, and it's just very impressive, and it's just an impressive group of individuals, and it's interesting to me because everybody treats each other as peers. They don't care if you're in the DeSoto mm-hmm. department or the sheriff's department or Festus, or, you know, everybody's just interacting beautifully.
It's if you've never been to one, I invite you to attend.
Can you still get tickets?
Yes. Right. If you're interested in tickets, in fact, we'll be selling tickets at the door probably.
Speaking of tickets, main event tickets.
Main event is Saturday. Hopefully Arnold Park won't be underwater. main event is the boxing tournament between police and firefighters. If you've never been to a boxing match or tournament, why, there's a good opportunity to, you know, all the money goes towards Backstoppers. It's a great organization.
Right, tickets are only $10. Mm-hmm. Children under 12 are free.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I've taken my son a couple times because where else is he going to see live boxing?
Yep.
I'm not doing the pay-per-view thing. I'm sorry. So it is a fun event. It's a good cause. And, again, benefits the Backstoppers organization. You ready for some more calls?
Sure.
All right. Good morning. I'm with Sheriff Glenn Boyer.
Good morning.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yes, I'd like to know what the sheriff thinks about the evictions in the county relative to the unemployment. Doesn't he have any compassion for people who are being evicted?
Oh, most certainly I've got compassion for the people who are being evicted. We don't like to evict anybody from their residence, but I don't know of any sheriff that has the authority to overrule a judge, and the judge, unfortunately, in this circumstances, gave us a court-ordered eviction.
Okay. Do you think that because you endorsed Obama for president that you're not responsible to the people?
I don't think it has anything to do with who I endorse for president. I think I am responsible to the people.
Well, I think the problem of unemployment needs to be addressed in this county, and
Maybe you should open up more jobs for people who are qualified instead of people that are patronage.
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about there, but if I could figure out a way to spur the economy in Jefferson County, I would most certainly give it a shot.
Thanks for the call.